morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first episode live here at 99.5 FM, WBAI New York. Black Seinfeld, man.
Oh, a show about absolutely nothing.
This is a show about absolutely nothing. You guys have no idea what you're in for the next hour. I go by the name of Psyche.
I go by Bashanissa.
And we're just happy to be here, man. This is dope.
Yeah, it's very exciting. First step onto FM radio.
Or, you know, for those of you who do not know, we started this thing, which is a lot of you guys. We started this thing in college. Shouts out to YC Radio.
Yep, your college, CUNY.
Shouts out to Brian Graves. And we came up with this show. Well, really, Bastion came up with the show because we really didn't want to have a label. It was called The Untitled Show, but at the end of the show, do you remember what you said, man?
Yeah, at the end of the show, we're trying to debate on the title, like, oh, we're untitled. And I said, wait, the show's about absolutely nothing. We're mm-hmm. like the Black Seinfeld.
Exactly.
So we kind of kept the name after the first episode and kind of ran with it for, you know, 3 years.
Exactly. So that gives us our first point of business. We just want to say we did not get this from Logic. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that was a big, weird name drop.
Exactly.
At the end of that song. And we just want to tell everybody that we had this idea since 2014.
Exactly. So for those of you who do not know, Logic is a rapper out of Baltimore.
Yes.
And he came out with his latest album. What was the album called, man?
I'm not too sure. It wasn't good.
That is very true. It was not good. But at the end of his track called Black Spider-Man,
yes.
You know, he had this little ongoing gag with his friend. He was like, you know, we need the black version of everything because the black version of everything is going to be so much cooler. Black Superman, Black Spider-Man, heck, Black Seinfeld. So, you know, we just want to get that out there because someone in school actually pressed you on that, didn't they?
Yeah, I was in my English class and I was telling everybody about the YC radio show at the time. And he said, hey, did you get the idea from Logic? It's like, no. We've been doing this for a while now.
Exactly. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, since this is our first episode, this is like a introduction. We're slower. Like, we're just going to ease you in on what we have for you because sometimes this thing can get reckless. So let's start off with just ourselves, man.
Yeah, you want to go first?
I'll go first. So my name is Giovanni. That's my real name. All right. I'm out from Brownsville, Brooklyn. Shouts out to Brownsville all day, every day. And I just graduated from college. I graduated in June. Shouts out to York College, Jamaica, Queens, gentrifying. Shouts out to...
Real soon.
Yes. Isn't it called South Jamaica now?
Downtown Jamaica.
Downtown Jamaica.
Yes.
I thought it would be something like Soja.
No, they already have a Starbucks and a Chipotle is being built where Rite Aid used to be. So,
you know what I always used to tell you, man. Once there is a Starbucks and then a Chipotle, there goes the neighborhood.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Brooklyn gentrification... We all talk about that.
Sooner or later. All right. And my name is Sebastian Louisier, also known as Bashanissa. As I said before, I'm a Haitian American. So I'm out here with the black and red Dessalines flag. And I'm also a music producer. As you can see, I made the beat for their theme song called The Green Mid over the summer. And I use Ableton as a DAW system. So you can get to know me from that.
You know what, man?
I'm also still in college my last semester doing marketing.
You do a lot.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
That is true. Dang, you got albums to check. Dang, you are ready, bro.
I'm ready for this episode.
You know what I'm ready for?
What?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's the concept.
And that is the beauty of this show, all right? This is a show about nothing, y'all. But, you know, we do have some topics for y'all today. Let's talk about our Summer 17, yo.
Definitely.
Summer 17 is basically over, but technically it's not because summer officially ends on whenever, like the 21st? Yeah. Always the 21st, 22nd?
Getting ready for autumn.
You do call it autumn.
Yeah.
I call it autumn,
too.
The
only thing I call fall is the fall semester. Everything else is autumn.
Mm. Okay.
I don't want to be reminded by school all the time.
But you're not there as much anymore.
No. Yeah, I go to school 3 days a week, but I'm taking 6 classes, so I'm still in school. School's always on my mind.
How is school?
It's a mess. 6 classes. All of them are electives.
Right, but like now that most of your friends are gone, though.
Oh, I don't stay in school. I stay in school for 1 class, and I'm out.
But you're not. You don't even hang out with Brian anymore?
No reason to be there.
That is very true. But Summer 17, man, It was the best summer ever, in my opinion.
It was really busy for me, too.
What did you do?
Well, I finally traveled outside in New York. I went to Aruba with my parents, mm-hmm. and that was a very fun experience. At the same time, it was a bit strange, because Aruba is a small Dutch Caribbean island near Venezuela.
Mm.
And it's part of the Netherlands. So there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of tourists. It's mostly a tourist country. And I find that very strange because I don't see any of the people living there.
Basically, you don't see the black people.
No, I don't see any black people. Maybe here and now, I did see a lot of Haitians.
Really?
Yeah.
What are Haitians doing over there, man? Well,
I don't know. My dad had a couple conversations with them. They said, how long have you been here? Some of them have been there 5, 10, 15 years. Some of them travel back and forth. Most of them own businesses there. That's awesome. You have to be there for 10 years before you could get like a resident permit to stay there.
Do you think you could ever open up a business down in Aruba?
I'm not planning to ever go back to Aruba. I think I had my fun. No, I'm just saying I had my fun.
Okay.
You know, 4 days was enough. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying you would think that going to a country, you get everything authentic. Like everything, hey, you know, we got a nice sea over here. We could go fishing and give you some of the food. But everything is more import, you know?
Mm.
So when you walk around and eat the food, he's like, I could eat this in Manhattan. It's nothing too special because it's all, you know, tourists.
All imported.
Everything is resort.
And so not fresh.
The plus side is there's no private beaches. So there's the Hilton hotel, and we passed by there.
Dang.
And the beach was nice and clean and beautiful.
I didn't know Paris got a Hilton over there.
Yeah, I was surprised too. But there's no private beaches, so you could just go sit down and
go wherever you want.
That's
dope.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And man, you know, you're very cultural. You also went to San Francisco.
Now, that was something else. That was a 6-day trip. I went with my close friend, Amador. Shout out to you. And we stayed at a hostel.
And you're still alive?
No, it's not a bad thing.
You saw hostel.
No. It was cool because every other day we'll get a new roommate. We'll talk to them for a few seconds. You know, hey, where are you from? Like, oh, I'm just here visiting, traveling, going to Canada next. Like, oh, all right, cool. We're here from New York. And one thing that was really interesting is every time we took the Uber, like they're either from SoCal, like South California, or mm-hmm. they're from New York.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of conversations like, oh, you're from New York? Oh, us too. And like, oh, where are you from? Like, oh, I'm from Hollis, Queens out here, you know?
And where are the other people from?
Most people are from Brooklyn, mostly from Brooklyn. A lot of them from Manhattan too, but this is like Manhattan from the 70s.
Huh.
So it's different times.
Did they tell you stories from the 70s or not?
Yeah, a lot of like, oh, I was really bad. So my mom sent me here to California. Here I am. So, staying in California.
Okay.
So, very interesting. About you, how was your summer?
Man,
2017.
Summer has been very busy because I'm also an intern here, so at WBAI. So, you know, I've been here a lot. I've been helping out the new interns that are now gone. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to y'all. Y'all know who you are. Also, you know, I've been lifting them weights since January, man. It was a New Year's resolution, and I've been sticking to that.
Yeah, you've been bigger now.
You know what I'm saying? I've been eating right too.
Oh, where? You've been eating them collard greens?
No, I haven't been eating collard greens. I still eat like a schmuck, but I eat like I'm a wiser schmuck now. You know what I mean? Like
lean, cut meat, chicken?
Kinda. I mean, check this out, y'all. This is like a cheat for y'all, all right? If you working out and stuff, go to Popeyes, right?
Oh, no.
No, go to Popeyes. Just hear me out.
Problem.
Hear me out.
I don't agree.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
Just go to Popeyes, right? Get yourself 3 breastises.
Oh, no.
Okay? Take out the skin, all right? And just eat that. I'm telling you, chicken breast got a lot of protein in it, bruh. And then you get a side of green beans, and you get a side of mash.
Green beans?
Green
beans. From Popeyes?
From Popeyes.
I didn't even know they sell that.
Yeah, bruh.
I like the mashed potato. Get me wrong.
See?
But I get the $5 boxes. I'm a bit cheap.
See, of course, because the $5 box is what sells at Popeyes.
That's
nah, bruh, you got to venture out, okay? Because Popeyes, you know, they got the rice and beans. They have green beans. They have, okay, the mac and cheese is sus. Don't do the mac and cheese.
No.
All right?
No, I'm not a fan. But I know somebody put honey on it.
On the
mac
on the
and
chicken?
Cheese.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That
Who? Was new to me.
Nah, don't name drop them.
No name drop.
But why?
I don't know. They said it's the only way to eat it. It's like, nah, I'm fine.
I'm never trying that
I
ever.
Don't want the artificial cheese either.
That is, it is artificial, pasteurized. I'm sure it's going to be Kraft off top.
Yeah, Kraft is not real.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Created a lot of enzymes and stuff.
Learned a lot about cheese from my old job.
Really?
Yeah, pasteurized and the concept of it. It's just like heating the germs, like heating the bacteria.
Tell them where you used to work at, man.
Nah, I'm fine.
Fine, I'll tell them where I worked at. Shoot. Well, I still work at Five Guys, 42nd Street, over at Times Square. If you want to check me out, man, you know, come through, man.
Shout
get a burger.
Shout out to you for name dropping without getting paid from them.
Well, guess what? They're probably listening to this right now because some of them do come early to prep. So shouts out to y'all if y'all are listening. I love y'all. Thanks for the support. But since it's summertime, since it was summertime, it's always going to be busy since it's Times Square and there was a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to meet a lot of different people and I got a lot of different numbers. And
oh, okay.
So that was fun. That was fun. Anything else that I did this summer? Afropunk 2017.
I'm tired of Afropunk. Just letting you guys know, been there four times and I went with you last year.
To break the Afropunk virginity last year. But this year, it was a bit different because this year's was headlined by Solange.
Great album.
Seat at the Table was a phenomenal album. And
I bought that album.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And actually, you know this, but when we did our top 10 albums of 2016, that was my number one album of that year because it was just that great. And I can relate to a lot of the songs, man. Don't Touch My Hair being a big one. I have very curly hair. You know, it's in an afro. And a lot of people just seem to be magnetically attracted to my hair. So, you know, that's
a
great
a sign
anthem.
In neon letters that please check it out. Touch it. Come over here.
Exactly.
It's very bright. I can see it.
Yeah. But one thing I didn't like about it was that the fact that Saturday was so stacked, because that Saturday at Afropunk, you had Solange, you had SZA coming off of a great album, Thundercat.
Again. I have a problem with that, but we'll get to it in a second.
What's the problem with that?
No, continue.
No. What's your problem with Thundercat?
Nothing,
and he had new
no,
music.
Nothing with Thundercat. Huge fan. I've seen him perform at least four different times. All right? Because I'm a big Flying Lotus fan, and they usually go on tour together. But Afropunk, you're supposed to change it up every year. You got to change up the lineup. You can't keep inviting the same guests every year.
I think Thundercat's that constant that people are cool with. And especially since he dropped out drunk, too.
Yeah, I guess. Perfect time. Great
exactly.
album, too.
It's not like they brought back out CeeLo from last year or Living Color. Bad Brains.
I'll go back TV if you bring back Death Grips, because I had a great time over there. It was Danny Brown for 45 minutes, and after that, Death Grips for like an hour, 10 minutes.
Wasn't that 2015?
I was contemplating. I wish you went. Yeah, you would have enjoyed.
Look, y'all, I'm trying to get into Death Grips. Please, tell them about Death Grips, man. Tell the people about Death Grips.
Death Grips is the band I'm probably going to bring up every now and then. It's like a post, I won't say hip-hop, but I was like, mixed hip-hop rock, a lot of elements of everything combined together, and all their albums sound different, and that's why I'm a huge fan. I'm a big fan of people changing it up every album. You know, it's not Nicki Minaj. You can't sell the same album four times.
Which, by the way, can we just say Nicki Minaj just fell off?
No, I don't think she was ever on.
She was definitely on at one point.
Maybe her first album. It did have a portrait in Jamaica Avenue. I don't think you were there.
I was not there at the time for that.
Yeah, when the first album came out, there was a huge portrait. Mm. Anybody else you saw Afropunk?
At Afropunk, that was notable for me?
Yeah.
Well, I already mentioned Thundercat.
I don't want to bring it up, but
Sampha!
You saw Sampha.
Sampha was so dope.
I'm upset you saw Sampha before I did. Even though I bought the tickets last year.
Yeah.
But it snowed. And I couldn't see it. And I couldn't leave the house.
Was it like a foot long?
Yeah, it was one of those big snowstorms that we had in New York City.
This year?
Earlier this year.
It wasn't that crazy, though. I remember the snowstorm.
No, but it was the day of the snowstorm.
Oh.
Not the next day. The next day we could walk.
Gotcha.
But the day of, I couldn't leave the house. And I was very upset. Paid 35 tickets.
He didn't even reschedule?
Nah. Everybody still went and saw the pictures.
That is weak.
I saw Jinx from Complex.com over there. He took a picture. I was hurt.
Hey, man. I mean, they still made their way out there. You could have tried.
No.
Why not?
Also, my parents wouldn't let me. He's like, you sure you want to go outside?
Fair enough. And that's parent talk for it. Stay. Yeah. Stay inside.
Stay inside.
Fair enough. But yeah, man, Sampha was amazing.
Love
He's
you.
So dope.
Bought his album, too.
Process.
Yeah.
One of the best albums of 2017. Definitely.
You also saw our favorite up and coming boy band.
Kevin Abstract and Brockhampton. That was Sunday.
That
was not Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Sunday was actually enjoyable. Saturday was just jam packed with people waiting for Solange. But Sunday, I remember you could literally just walk in, walk right in the park. No problem. Saturday, the friggin' line just looped. It was a loop, man. It was so bad.
There was always a shortcut because there's always two entrances and everybody keeps going to one.
That is very true.
That's weird. And they don't say anything until that happened.
Yeah, they don't advertise it. I don't know why.
Mm. Afropunk. Who's running?
2017. Hey. Hey, we know some people that know people from Afropunk, right?
I want to go to Afropunk Atlanta. I think they have better guests.
Danny Brown's going to be there again.
He's always there. Oh.
Well, I've never seen Danny Brown live. You might have, but
three times.
Okay, then. See, why do I do that?
I'm just always there. There was that time period where I just spent money on concerts. Now I had, like, yesterday, Monday, Brockhampton came through.
Yeah, that was sus. I wasn't going to go because that was September 11th, and I usually mourn that day. Mm. I don't do anything.
Well, I was busy that day, so I couldn't go.
Were you at school?
Yeah. I had things to do. I had, like, essays to write and stuff.
I feel like New York should just get that day off, to be honest.
We'll figure it out in the future.
We will figure that out in the future, man. But
if there's a future.
Why are you saying that?
Oh, all these storms.
That is true.
Like, we're not affected yet, but once winter hits, we're going to have a lot of snowstorms.
You think so?
I'm positive.
I remember we said that about 2017 snowstorms and barely happened.
No.
Barely happened.
Yeah, but 1 year, like, you can't compare years. You understand? Mm-hmm. 1 year, we can have no snow. Next year, we have mass snow.
No. Sometimes I just got to stop looking at my Facebook because everyone's like, oh, we're going to have one of the most worst winters ever. And it was actually really pleasant.
Yeah, but I'm with it for this year. I'm going to try and buy some Tims before the snow comes.
That's typical New York fashion. You need to get you a pair of Tims, B.
I have Adidas boots. It's like these Adidas snow boots. It's not as wavy as the Tims.
But I don't approve.
Yeah, no one approves. All I buy is Adidas, just letting everybody know.
Yeah, he's wearing some Yeezys right now.
No, it's not Yeezys. I call them fake Yeezys. They're actually tubular lows.
So, feezies.
No, tubulars, lows.
Fake Yeezys, so they feezies.
Don't embarrass me like that.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, okay, man. I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Bless you.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that. But they are feezies, dog.
All right,
fine. Wait, you just going to not argue with me on air?
Yep, that's it. They're feezies.
Whatever, dude. But anyways, yo, I was telling you about this yesterday. I got a hit up from one of my old professors, and he's like, hey, man, like, we want you to speak in front of the class as a guest. And I'm like, wait, what?
You're with it. You're already there. Giovanni, York alumni.
That is wild, man.
Already. You have money to spend on the school?
No. Wait, whoa. What?
I need help.
I ain't got it like that.
Oh. They thought
maybe you do.
No. I quit my job. I am not working right now. That's why I haven't gone. That's why I can't go to any concerts.
Mm.
Open Mike Eagle has a concert in 2 weeks. Can't go to.
Not even that James Blake.
James Blake. That was $99.50.
Ooh-wee.
I saw you click interested on Facebook. Like, you sure? Did you look at the price for those tickets?
No, but I will.
It was straight up jazz.
I probably would, man.
Yeah.
Because it's James Blake. For those of you who do not know, James Blake is a British artist, man. He's white, and he makes real
great R&B pop music.
He is soulful.
Electro R&B pop music.
You probably heard him on Beyonce's Lemonade.
Yeah. I guess he has. It's very interesting to talk about someone like James Blake because he always said in interviews he wanted to work with Kanye. Then here he is constantly working with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Because he had like three songs. He had three songs on the 444, the bonus features, not the main 10. And I was like, oh, they probably have a lot more songs in the back.
But I remember Jay saying specifically in that interview, he's like, no, the music that we recorded was just that. You remember that?
No, they do have extra songs outside, but these were the main 10 songs that they wanted to put on 444
with very little features.
Yeah.
I can only think of two: Beyonce and Mr. Frank Ocean,
and The Dream. I think, yeah, The Dream.
Where was The Dream in?
The Dream was in Marcy, me.
Oh, in The Hook.
The Hook, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, The Dream is a genius.
He is a genius. He does look like the Hamburglar, though.
Oh, jeez.
Off top, you know he does. Come on, man.
Never thought about that.
He does, man.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
The Hamburglar?
The Hamburglar from McDonald's.
That's so far back in time. They can't even advertise that due to obesity.
Oh, true.
You can't make McDonald's have fun. Where's the clown at? What happened to the clown? They're rebranding McDonald's under your nose. You didn't even know.
That is true, because it's not even called McDonald's that much anymore. It's McCafe. Remember that?
No.
They do have a McCafe.
Okay, I know that.
They do rebrand it as McCafe sometimes. They don't even advertise McDonald's. It's just McCafe.
That's what they're selling it?
That's what they're selling it as.
Do they got good coffee?
I don't know.
I'm not saying I'm a coffee expert, but sooner or later I'll be there.
No, you were a bit bougie.
Yeah.
Now, thanks to your job.
The job I will not name drop.
Yeah, we cannot name drop.
Yes, for certain reasons. I'm not getting paid from them.
Anymore?
No, I was just like, I never signed a contract to say, hey, if I go somewhere, you know, and I name drop you, I could get 15%.
Oh, okay.
Or something. I don't know. I'm a marketing major. I know how these things work.
All right.
I'm trying to market for free.
True.
Yeah. Besides Adidas, I think they're so big, they won't be effective if I say I like them.
Hey, they might hit you up and like, yo, sometimes we might need Black Seinfeld for an endorsement. They'll hit you up.
Can we do that?
I don't know.
No, we can't.
Man, we have dreams, all right?
We all have dreams.
We have really big dreams. But anyways, bro, you know, I just want to say how much of a pleasure it is to be here, man. This is just wild. I remember telling you that, yo, we're going to be on radio someday. We're going to be on FM radio someday. And we're here.
Quicker than I thought. I thought I had more time.
Do nothing. I'm fresh out of college. This is weird.
I feel like you've been out of college for over a year because you didn't do much the spring semester.
It's only June. No, I've been around, but you just didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Because the only thing I really had was the internship, but I'd have to come back to meet with the supervisor.
That's nothing.
That is true, but, you know, I'd still be around.
It's like setting up an appointment with a doctor and say, hey, I got to check up every other month.
And plus, we had Nerd New York and Black Seinfeld.
Yeah, that was near the end, though.
That was near the end, though. But, you know, I just wanted a proper send-off to the people.
Definitely.
But now, you know what I'm saying, it's like a resurrection. We resurge this thing.
That's good. It's a good science. Speaking of resurrection, Apple.
Oh, man.
I have a problem with Apple.
The Apple convention was yesterday, guys.
What phone do you have right now?
Right now, I have the iPhone 6S, and I'm going to stick to that. It's because I don't need the iPhone X. I don't need the iPhone 8.
What happened to 9? Is it a curse in technology? There's no Windows 9. It was from 8.
That is true. To 10. I don't. Maybe 9 is just an unlucky number.
For whom?
Western civilization.
4 is an unlucky number.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
No. In Chinese culture, 4 is an unlucky number.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they're not listening to 444.
I won't say all that.
But it's unlucky. Why is it unlucky?
I don't know.
Huh. But anyways, the Apple convention, man. So Apple advertised, obviously, their new products. One of them being iPhone 8, which is basically what our friend Steven said, which is the iPhone 7S, which I kind of agree with him.
It's just like a little bit more RAM, a little bit more energy. Like,
exactly.
It could do things.
And of course, they were talking about how much it was the most powerful iPhone to date.
I have a problem with that. It's the same thing with technology. It's like, oh, it's the most powerful of today. It's like, yeah, but are you building the apps? Are you building the games to actually fit that technology? Or can I still play everything on the first iPhone?
And the real thing is what is so innovative about this phone?
No, they always tell you small features 70% faster than the last one. It's like, oh, cool, but can I see it? Mm-hmm. Could I physically feel it?
Not really, unless you're a tech geek.
I think if these were like the tech geeks in Silicon Valley, that when they heard certain words, you're like, ooh, it's like, oh, when I heard certain things, like me being the consumer, it's like, please give me something where I could, like, hey, this is cool. Not wireless charging, which everybody been doing for the past 2 years.
Very true.
Then you're going to sell it. Hey, this is an Apple's wireless pad. We're selling it for $169.99, you know?
That's the starting price?
No, I'm guessing. But okay. I could assume if you put an Apple logo on it, it'll boost the price by like 300%.
And the thing that irks me is that they were advertising the wireless charger. And I thought if you got any of the new iPhones, it would come with it. I was wrong.
No, why would it? Why would it come with it? They're trying to make as much money as they can. See, that's why yesterday you were saying, like, I don't understand the iPhone 8 and 8S.
I really didn't. The iPhone, I don't.
It's two different iPhones, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the broke boy iPhone, you get the 8 and the 8S. And then you're a big baller, get the iPhone 10, which is coming out in like November.
But you're saying it yourself, though, that everyone is just going to skip the 8 and just get the 10. So what's the point of making it?
I don't know. If anything, you know, I don't know. That's a great question. But people will still buy the iPhone 8. That's why they're selling it now. So you can pre-order it by the end of what, next week?
You can get it next week.
You get no problem. So
it's coming out the 22nd.
22nd.
Yep. So you can pre-order it for the 15th.
But I think it'll be embarrassing to be in the elevator. You know, you pull out the new iPhone. Got the iPhone 8S, you know, right here in my hand. Then, you know, it's December. You're still in the same elevator. You pull out the iPhone 8. Then someone pull out the iPhone X.
Yeah.
It kind of embarrass you. You know, look, it got a full screen. And what's yours? Glass? So it's mine.
See, but the thing is, I don't think people are going to care anymore. See, I feel like people start ragging on you if you still have an iPhone 5C. That's when people start ragging on you.
You had an iPhone 5C.
I did have an iPhone 5C for about 2 years.
Definitely made fun of you for having a piece of plastic that could heat up and burn your pocket.
And it did not burn my pocket at all. I actually took very good care
of it. Lucky you. You probably didn't play any games on it.
Man, watch your mouth, dog. I don't want to play games on my iPhone.
Play games on my phone. If you're a kid, don't ask me. I got nothing on my phone.
Exactly. Maybe your iPad.
Yeah. Yeah. My iPad. But, mm-hmm. you know, I got videos of TV shows mm-hmm. on my phone. That's it.
But all in all, what do you give this year's iPhone convention?
The presentation? I give the presentation, no lie, I give it an 8 out of 10 because they got me. Because I watched the whole thing, 2 hours long, and they were like, hey, iPhone 8, iPhone 8S. All right. But wait, one more thing. Press play. iPhone next. Like, oh, cool. You got me. Because I was wondering, it's like, you don't give me the same phone you gave me last year? I thought this was your 10-year anniversary. What's going on? Then they kind of tricked everybody with the new iPhone X. And I thought that was kind of funny. So I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Presentations were smooth, clean, cut. New Series 3 iWatch. I don't care for that. Apple TV 4K HD. I don't have a 4K HD TV, so I don't care about that. You know, they just gave me products that I have to buy other products to enjoy those products.
Yeah, that's a good observation. And to be fair, did you care about the new Apple Store?
No. I think that's just Disneyland.
Tell the people about the new Apple Store.
Yeah, it's going to be this cool, innovative Apple Store. You go in there. It's going to look beautiful with so much space because Apple's all about that minimal life. So mm-hmm. am I, no lie. But if you want me to go there just to touch MacBooks that I could just go in my local mall, and just do the same thing over there. It's like, I don't know. We want them to go over there. Just a hashtag, I've been here.
And, you know, they have a new foyer now where you can talk to fellow Apple users and dine out and watch the people walk by.
Like, is that a Samsung user? Oh, my God. Is that a Pixel? What?
And also, you know, you can...
You're still using Google Maps? Embarrassing.
And also, you have Tech Tuesdays where, you know, Apple employees, you know, they can inform the teachers about the latest technology so they can implement them in their classrooms.
I think it's necessary.
That is very... I give them that. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
We're moving so fast, I can't keep up to date with everything that they drop.
True.
Every time there's a new update on my Mac, I have to really read it and watch a YouTube video. It's like, hey, this is the new, like, 10.8, you know, whatever. 10.8.1 and, like, 10.8.3. It's like, oh, okay.
Here's the differences. Here's how you use it.
Yeah. If you will use it, you're not going to use it. You haven't used anything we've given you for the past 10 years. So here.
And my final grading for it, I'll give it a 7 out of 10 strictly off of the showcasing alone. Mm-hmm. The visuals were just amazing, as you said. But the problem for me was ever since Steve Jobs died, man, it doesn't feel innovative for
me.
It's just rehash stuff. How can we make it better? How can we make it a bit stronger than the last one? You know what I mean? It's nothing innovative for me.
Yeah, I feel you.
For me, I always said, if you want to do some innovation, make Siri into a hologram.
No.
That would be fire.
Nope.
Yes, it would.
AI, we're not ready for that.
Nah, man. Make it like her, but on steroids.
Elon Musk said no.
Have you seen her?
No, I have not.
For those of you who have not seen her is basically taking place in modern America. And there's this new there's this new system, which is Siri on steroids, and she's your personal assistant, and eventually they became lovers. It was weird. And they're a live couple, and they do everything couples do. Everything couples do.
So what, you got a robot wife?
Yeah.
Robot girlfriend. Digital girlfriend?
A digital girlfriend.
Digital girlfriend. Mm, hologram girlfriend.
She wasn't a hologram. She was just a voice.
Digital.
By Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
Yeah.
She got paid how much?
I don't know, but I know it won a lot of Grammys.
Really?
No, I'm sorry, not Grammys. Emmys? They won a lot of Emmys, yeah.
Golden Globes?
No, same thing. Oscars.
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 I don't know the difference.
Me neither. No, one is for television, one's for movies.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Gambino won the Emmy.
Oh, yes, he did.
And he shouted out the Migos. Shouts out to the Migos one time for Culture, one of the best albums of 2017, in my opinion.
Of course.
And with that, you know, we're going to take a slight break. Today's music is brought to you by my man's Miguel. And this is called Skywalker. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Captain of steam, catch a wave on a splish. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on these haters. Splish.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Great things come to those that wait up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
I'm outstanding, so I stand out.
Stand out.
I'm more babe than a bathhouse. Top gun on my Tom Cruise. Keeps and I don't lose. You more than love me, cause you're cool as a breeze. So pick a portion, yeah, I got what you need. Nonchalant, got the green on rotation all night. We gon' keep it psychedelic like a
cap and a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on these haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Great things come to those that wait up.
But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep.
And that was my man, my mellow Miguel Skywalker. Shouts out to Luke Skywalker, by the way. We are huge Star Wars fans.
Yeah. Also produced by Travis Scott. Don't forget saying that.
Yeah.
Very important. Because I think he's a great producer and he's finding his way. Mm-hmm. Very soon, I think he'll be the best.
I notice a lot of new rappers now, you know, they have their ad libs. And of course, with Travis Scott, it's always, it's lit. Yeah. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, guys, we have a new segment here on Black Seinfeld, and it's called the Don DeMarco of the Week. It's sort of like the L of the Week, but it's the opposite, all right? Don DeMarco of the Week, we're actually celebrating, guys. Just different accomplishments, man. And
we need more good news.
We do, man, because sometimes we just come on here and we just like to talk crap about people.
Yeah, no more bashing. Less bashing.
Less bashing than what we did before. And plus, man, we're older, man. We're on FM radio now. We got to take this a bit more seriously and start praising, you know, sometimes some black excellence a little bit.
Exactly.
So our first... Right, we got the gala theme. All right, y'all. So the first ever Don of the Week is gonna go to my girl, Sloane Stephens. And for those of you who do not know, Sloane Stephens, sorry.
No, you're right, Stephen.
Stephens?
Yeah.
Sloane Stephens is the winner of the new 2017 U.S. Tennis Open. And you know what? She defeated, the first time I found out about Sloane Stephens was Thursday, when she was going up against Venus Williams, and she actually won.
I thought it was very interesting. They had four Americans in the semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Sloane Stephenson beat Venus Williams. Venus Williams in three sets with like 6-1, 6-0, and 7-5. But she won the finals in Arthur Ashe Stadium against Madison Keys. 6-3, 6-0, and that's a big accomplishment.
Because she was so not known.
Yeah, I don't think she's ranked. She's not even in the top 100.
No, she just qualified, and she won.
Yeah. I thought it was very interesting. The year that Serena Williams is not here.
Because she's a mommy now.
She's a mom now. And you have another black woman winning the championship. Right.
And you already know the Williams sisters off top was an influence, a major influence.
They've been dominating.
Exactly.
For a whole decade.
And now, you know, we have Sloane Stephens to look up to now.
So, shout out to her.
Shouts out to Sloane, you know, the first ever recipient of the Don DeMarco, 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 DeMarco. Gang, gang. So, Bastion, do you want to talk about It now?
Yes, please. Let's talk about It. You saw the movie?
I saw the movie because you are such a punk.
No, see, let me just tell you. I never had the proper introduction to watching horror movies. So I have no reason to watch horror movies. I've had introductions to TV shows, comedies, great music. But horror movies, that's something that no one told me, hey, Sebastian, let's go watch this movie. And, you know, it was never like that. But you saw It. Did you watch the original TV movie?
I have seen the original TV miniseries. And Pennywise was played by Tim Curry. Shouts out to Tim Curry because that Pennywise role is so iconic. And it's made a lot of different memes. You know what I mean? Tim Curry's Pennywise, he was so charming. You know what I mean? He was everything a clown should be, where, you know, he was able to lure in the kids, you know what I mean? He was very playful, charming, and then he got you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this one, played by Bill Skarsgård, you know, the makeup was definitely very different. This Pennywise, he absolutely looked like a freak. It was basically Stranger Danger, like, don't pass go, do not collect $200 with this Pennywise. You know, a major difference between the TV miniseries and the movie was definitely the rating. And, you know, the rating definitely set the tone for the movie version because the movie is rated R.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who do not know, you know, It takes place in the 1980s in Maine, written by Stephen King, which is what all Stephen King movies or books set place in. Because he is from Maine.
He is from Maine.
And
did you read the book It?
No, but shouts out to my dad because he's listening. He read It a long time ago.
It looked like I saw the book. It's huge.
It's like 1,100 pages.
I don't understand.
Hey, man, that's a lot of dedication to that book.
You should read that book next.
I'll try. But right now, I'm reading another book, but we'll get to that in a different day.
Gotcha.
But I felt like this movie did a good job with some of the scares. There's a lot of jump scares, though. That's a problem that I have. And the reason for jump scares that I don't like them is because they're very, you can anticipate them, especially since I love horror movies and I went to school for video production. So I know about movies and I know about the different acts and I know, okay, so in the beginning, there's going to be a jump scare, but it's not going to be anything scary. It's probably just going to be a boo by some random 5-year-old.
Gotcha.
But another strength I did enjoy about this movie was the fact that kids were kids in this movie. They sweared, which is what kids do when they're around other kids, but they don't do it at home, which is, you know, good parenting, mm-hmm. by the way. I enjoyed Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise. I thought he added a whole depth of creep to it, but sometimes some of his scares were just weak because Bill Skarsgård does this thing where he has this epileptic fit and he starts screaming and running towards the children like, oh! And I thought that was not scary at all. The things that were scary was the fact that he played into each child's fear. And that's what got me. There's a really good library scene I want you guys to check out if you go see the movie. You know what, Bastion? After this, we should go see it, man.
Yeah, definitely. I will not go see that movie.
Come on.
I'm not interested in it.
Yeah, be such a punk.
I'm not really interested in paying for a horror film.
What? You saw Get Out?
I was forced to watch that.
Why were you forced?
Because everybody was talking about it. I said, hey, did you watch Get Out? Like, no. All right. Then, like, after school, I went to check it out. And it was great.
And it was for the culture, too,
it
man.
It was for the culture. I think that was the most important part.
I think
it is really not the culture.
But if you want to get introduced, I'm trying to introduce you to something that I love, man. Horror
movies. I'm busy
movies.
Being introducing other things to other people. So, no.
You're such a wimp, man.
Yep, that's it.
But I definitely think you guys should watch it. There's some things that are a bit corny, though. There's like this Disney-esque thing that happens at the end. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it happens. Oh, another big thing I think you might enjoy is Mike from Stranger Things is in it.
Oh, yeah.
He plays Richie. He plays his kid Richie.
Is it weird that he's playing? Is he the same character from Stranger Things, the kid on the bike?
No,
but he's just a kid on the bike.
He's just a kid on the bike, and he's not the leader in this one too.
All right,
he's not the leader. He's one of more of the sidekicks that you start to fall in love with. He's definitely the comic relief in this one.
Cool.
And you know what? Another problem I did have, I did think of Stranger Things a lot when I saw this movie because it is set in the 80s still.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of 80s nostalgia to it. So I honestly did think it was a bit of Stranger Things because in Stranger Things...
You don't think it's the other way around?
No, because Stranger Things took
influence from all those things?
I'll say no because Stranger Things came out first. This is its very first movie ever.
But the It concept... The movie, the TV show movie, no, TV show film, whatever.
But the TV show film, that came out in 1990. But it's kind of corny. That movie was kind of corny. That TV miniseries was a bit corny.
Okay.
Because it was made for television. This one is rated R, so, you know, the tone is very darker. It was more grim. It was just not pleasant.
So it only took place with the kids? They didn't have the future?
Well, that's going to be part two.
There's a part two?
There's a part two, because in the TV miniseries... It began with the children as adults, though.
Yeah.
And then they had flashbacks of them as a children encountering Pennywise for the first time. In this movie, however, it's just the children. So part two will be them as adults.
Oh.
And spoiler alert, if you have not seen the TV miniseries, people gonna die. People you love gonna die. So.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And it's rated R, too, so I can't wait to see those scenes portrayed. And a lot of things I did enjoy was the many Easter eggs that I was able to find. And one of the things I was able to find was that, you know, the It creature comes out every 27 years to feast on children. Mm-hmm. The TV series came out in 1990, and now the movie's here 2017. So that's 27 years exactly to the day.
Interesting.
That was dope.
I don't think that was planned. I think it was like,
no,
hey,
it was
trying to do this.
Planned.
Say, hey, did you know it's like 27 years over? Because, you know, they keep reviving old things.
Right.
So they can make money off it because creativity is not interesting anymore.
Except for animation.
Debatable.
We'll debate that on a later day.
Yeah. So let's get into a Netflix special.
Yeah, man. We are major nerds.
And the Defenders came out.
The Defenders, man. Finally. It took us about 4 years.
Yeah.
Just as the same amount as the Avengers.
Yeah, I like to think so. Mm-hmm. But did you feel like the four-year wait was necessary by the time we got to the Defenders? Like, well, yeah, 2 seasons of Daredevil.
Yes.
1 season Jessica Jones.
Correct.
1 season Luke Cage. And 1 season of Iron Fist, which I did not finish because I'm still on episode 4.
I told you not to watch it.
The show is very boring.
I told you not to watch it.
It's very hard to watch.
It's very unbearable.
Indeed. And now we're at the Defenders.
Finally, it took us all this time. And I'll say this. Is it enjoyable? Absolutely. Is there some things where I go, Yes. I felt like the Defenders wasn't necessary that we had to face because Iron Fist was so terrible. The Defenders was basically... It basically surfaced around Danny Rand.
The worst character on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and... You know, I felt like you didn't need to watch Iron Fist in order to understand anything that's going on in Defenders.
I think that's why I liked it, too. I could assume a lot of points that happened because they like referencing things in the past.
Of course.
So you didn't have to really remember. It kind of remembers for you.
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting.
The chemistry was great.
I thought they were quick on their feet. Because I think by the third episode, that's when they all met.
No, fourth.
The fourth episode.
They were all at the Chinese restaurant.
Yes. No, by the third episode, before the whole episode.
I thought it was the fourth.
Yeah. But I liked how everybody had their own subplot in order to go to the main plot.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to spoil anything. But
What do you mean we don't want to spoil anything? It's been how many weeks now? 3?
You can check it out if you want to after we talk about it. You know, in my opinion, it was 8 episodes. And I thought it was perfect for 8 episodes because I was bored. 8 episodes.
Why were you bored?
I don't know. I think I'm tired of superhero TV shows.
Are you just marveled out?
I think I'm superhero TV shows out.
Oh yeah,
in general.
Because you are an avid fan of
Arrow,
DC and stuff too.
Gotham, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow. They're all so many shows about superheroes, and the only show I like is Legion. I thought season one.
The
was
X-Men.
Excellent. The X-Men.
On FX.
Very good show. Very interesting. I still rewatch it. The music, the acting. Yeah.
But to be fair, Gotham is basically a cop show.
Yeah, that's why it's good. Because they have a plot line that they want to focus on. And certain characters, they just want to continue developing over the next few years.
But see, the problem is, I felt like with the Defenders, is I felt like it was a bit rushed, in my opinion. Like, 8 episodes, I kind of wanted it. I wanted longer minutes. That was just me. I wanted everything to just breathe a little bit more. But I felt like everything was just quick, 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 quick. I really wanted to marinate myself within that realm again. Because I haven't seen a Marvel Netflix show since Daredevil Season 2 and Luke Cage.
Yeah, those were boring. Well, Daredevil was great.
Absolutely.
Luke Cage was boring.
No, it was not.
Anyways, yeah, I know what you mean by the Defenders, it being so quick to the point. But it had to be.
Why do you feel that way?
Because Marvel has a problem with getting you interested in the show in the beginning. So once episode one started, they threw everything at you. They threw all these characters. This is where they are now. This is Luke Cage came back home. That da 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 da. All these things happened. All right, now let's get into the story. Let's meet the other four people behind the scene. Let's tell them why they want Danny to break a wall. You know, they just straight up had to get to the point. Because you don't want to get bored by, like, episode 4.
Okay. How did you feel about Elektra? Because the last time we saw Elektra, a lot of people weren't very fond of her.
I'm very fond of her. I had no problem with her character. It pushes Matt Daredevil to do things that he would never do, like, off his morals.
Like, spoiler alert.
No. What?
What? Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, him nearly dying, which, by the way, we already knew he wouldn't be dead. Come on now.
He's the best character in the show. Why would we do that?
Duh. So, and plus, we need a season 3.
Yeah, we need something of Punisher.
Yes. I can't wait for Punisher, bro.
Because Punisher was the best part.
He was the best part of season 2. But that's why I felt like the Elektra stuff was just... because the Punisher stuff was just great. And I just wanted to see that battle just play out. But Elektra was just like...
Okay,
the love
I
interest.
See what you mean. The Elektra part for this particular, this doc,
it was cool.
Defenders, it was just there to kind of do a lot of twists. Like, oh, she kills this person. Oh, didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. Now we got to deal with the plot that doesn't make any sense now.
And I'm tired of Matt trying to be Obi-Wan with her and be like, you know, there's still good in you, Elektra. I know who you are. This isn't you. Please.
Well, it fits to his moral as a character.
Yeah.
To be the only hero. Because everybody else is not a hero.
Or they say, so they say.
No, everybody's not a hero.
Jessica Jones doesn't want to be a hero, but she's a hero.
No, she just do things at the perfect time. It's like, oh, you're a hero now for this minute.
So she is a hero. You're basically saying what I'm saying. She's a hero, dog.
No.
Whatever, dude. Why you do that?
No.
Yes.
She's not a hero.
She's definitely a hero.
Anyways.
Go and see, listen, go watch Jessica Jones on Netflix and hit us up, blackseinfeldny@gmail.com, and let us know, okay?
Please.
Please. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we get wrapped up?
Lonzo Ball.
For the final about 3 minutes we have left, let's get to our segment we like to call L of the Week. Well, L of the Week is going to go to Lonzo Ball. Tell him why.
Okay, so Lonzo Ball, rookie basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
They like interviewing him because his brand is so strong because of his pops.
Yes.
And, you know, they asked him, hey, what's your favorite rapper? You know, and he likes Future. He likes Migos. He thinks Migos is better than Nas. And that's a problem.
It's problematic.
In the hip-hop community.
Right, but I understand where he's coming from because he's only, like, 19.
Yeah.
And you would expect a 19-year-old to say something like that.
And I think the funniest part about this was how Little B, the bass guy, mm-hmm. kind of was about to curse him and say, hey, we'll give you the curse, mm-hmm. the basketball curse, which is, I think, in my opinion, a real curse.
It definitely is.
Because he did that to Kevin Durant. He was cursed. Then he went to Golden State Warriors, removes the curse, and they win.
Right.
Only Little B, the bass guy, could do that. And he tweeted, Big Baller Brand is family. We all have opinions. Lonzo Ball was not wrong what he said. Just please respect hip-hop. You know, that's Lil B for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it so funny how quick he... I don't think Lil B was quick to switch. I think Lil B understood what the Big Baller brand was and how important it was to basketball.
True. And plus, it's basically all about the age, too.
Yeah.
Because...
You can't Lonzo, have an old head yelling at you.
Exactly. He didn't really grow up on Nas, to be honest.
I didn't grow up on Nas. The first Nas song I heard was like, I Know I Can.
Yeah, that was 2003.
Yeah.
So, of course, since the Migos is more relevant now in a sense of pop culture, you know, you had Hillary Clinton, for God's sake, just dabbing on Ellen.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're way more mainstream popular now than Nas is.
Definitely.
That's fair to say, guys. That is definitely fair to say. And so for Lonzo to come out and say, well, you know, Migos is better than Nas, I understand it. Is it accurate? And it's fair to say, no.
No, I think the whole thing is debatable. Music is subjective. So
music can be subjective.
We could argue it all day, but disrespect Nas.
Because Nas does have a big impact on hip hop, even if you just want to say Illmatic and Stillmatic, and we still use Ether to this day. So, you know what I mean? Like, we got to give him that credit.
Very important points.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the first episode of Black Sampho. We just want to thank you guys for kicking it with us for about an hour. You know what I'm saying? If you rock with us, man, join us again next week, Wednesdays at 5 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can follow us at social media on Twitter, Instagram at Black Sampho NYC.
All of that. Black Sampho NY.
Yeah. Oh, NY, yes.
Yeah. And you have been listening to 99.5 FM WBAI New York. Peace. Celebrate every day.